Watch, Alex Bruswitz smashes lion Ted Cruz for attacks on Trump. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 1, 2026. Trump advisor Alex Bruswitz criticized Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, for his attacks on President Donald Trump and suggested Israel would be better served with pro-Israel advocates who practice greater restraint and focus on American national interests. While speaking at the Jerusalem Post annual conference, Bruswitz explained that while Israel was one of America's closest and most capable allies, Israel's favorability with Americans, especially among younger Republicans, has declined in recent years. Bruswitz also spoke about how people who support the relationship between the United States and Israel need to advocate for it in ways that resonate with the American public. The strongest alliances are built on clear, aligned national interests, not unconditional deference. Healthy partnerships, like our special relationship with the United Kingdom, allow friends to speak candidly when needed while maintaining deep cooperation where interests align, Bruswitz said. President Trump has criticized allies like the UK, and even joked about Canada without damaging those vital partnerships. Bruswitz added, "True friendship means treating each other as sovereign equals." Unfortunately, some of Israel's most vocal American champions sometimes fail to understand that. For example, when reports emerged of a potential U.S.-Iran deal, Senator Ted Cruz, oftentimes called Lion Ted, immediately accused President Trump and his administration of appeasing Iran, before any of the details were even known. Bruswitz continued to point out that Cruz had previously claimed during an interview with CBN News that the phrase "Christ is King" was being used in an anti-Semitic way. The Gateway pundit reported in March that during the interview Cruz also called out Vice President J.D. Vance for his alleged silence on Tucker Carlson's rhetoric, which Cruz calls a venomous ideology that is infiltrating the party. During the interview, Cruz called out Vice President J.D. Vance for his alleged silence on Carlson's rhetoric, suggesting that silence is complicity. He also suggested that the popular phrase "Christ is King" is being weaponized as a code for Jew hatred. Senator Cruz told Brody that he believes the GOP is at a crossroads similar to the one described by Ronald Reagan in 1964. Bruswitz pointed out that Cruz's words offended millions of Christians and warned that this confrontational style is not the most effective way to build support for the U.S.-Israel relationship.